Thank you for having us here at the Sunnyside Conservatory. I love it. We came into rehearse a little bit this afternoon and we're kind of surprised at the beautiful sound. You know, so we're thinking that we'll just do it completely acoustically tonight, and hopefully the sound, you'll be able to hear everything, and just, you know, don't throw anything if you can't. Just say, oh, because you want to be, you know, well-behaved. I write all the songs. They're all my own songs, so you haven't heard them before, probably, so don't sing along. You'll throw Ben off so bad if you do that. But actually, there are places to sing along if you feel like it. You know, at some point this evening, we'll probably do that. And I think I'm just going to launch off. This first song is called Hello. Hello. That's good. People are still coming in a little bit. This first song is called Miss America. And I know we all do. God help us. I don't know. I can't even listen to the radio anymore. It's driving me crazy. It's too much. But this is a song about how I think America's been behaving. How she's been behaving. She's drunk again. Oh, tore down. Lipstick is smeared and she's lost a crown. Let's me and you show the old girl how. So beautiful when she was new, all trimmed out in her red, white, and blue. Let me and you show the old girl home. It was the 4th of July, under a star-spangled sky, the band played those luminous songs. It was me for you, and you for me. The whole world seemed to be singing along from fine champagne to Everclear. Some greedy men used to barely feel. Let me and you show the old girl home. 'Cause now she's mean and scared to death. There ain't hardly nothing of that sweet child left. Let me and you show the old girl home. It was the 4th of July, under a star-spangled sky, the band played those luminous songs. He was me for you, and you for me. The whole world seemed to be singing along. Be kind to her, remember when she was democracy's best friend. Let me and you show the old girl home. Let me and you show the old girl home. Let me and you show the old girl home. is this bothering you? No? Good, okay. I'm looking, it's like I'm aiming at something. It's like I'm always supposed to line it up and then shoot. It's great. That's great because we're going to have a recording tonight. So we're recording this. Ross is recording us. So just really clap hard and loud after everything. That's your part. This second song is a country western song. I have an inner cowgirl. Does anybody else have an inner cow person in there? Yeah, we all have inner cow people. And every so often I just have to write a country western tune.
Yeah.
And so just have to. So this is it for tonight, I think. Maybe we'll do the cowgirl's lament later on, but this is Ben Buettner on bass. And this is Keith Carey on everything else, and he's going to be like switching instruments left and right. I have to talk, and then he can switch.
Shouldn't be a problem for you.
Should be no. Clock is ticking and the rooster said to crow. It's a moment just before dawn. I heard the screen door creak a while ago. So I guess you've already gone. Last night we played cards and roughhouse with old Jack. I tried to hide my grief. You keep stealing my heart, but you always bring it back. Thank God you ain't much of a thief. Ride a cowboy, get on your wing, be free. May you always ride home to me. I think about you out there on the road as I lie. I got fears I can't deny, but I don't want to cry. So I'll do some praying instead. Oh, ride, cowboy. Get on. Until you return. You know, I love to do this, the guys do too. It's a great thing to be able to play, especially in a room like this where we don't have to have, you know, mics and everything. It's so much, we don't get to do that very often, you know. So to play acoustically is really wonderful, because it's what we all used to do, right? When we used to, you know, put those wagons in a circle and, you know, take everything away from everybody else. But, you know, it's really, it's kind of a primal. It serves something, you know, to have just the unadorned human voice, you know, and the instruments. It's really great. In a room like this, it's fantastic to be able to do this. This next song, I guess I'll do by myself, because it's union rules. They have to sit out and have a break.
Been 10 minutes.
Yeah. Break time, yeah. This song is about, do you know where Occidental is? Occidental, California, a little dinky town, but everybody goes there eventually. Oh, more people are coming. These poor people are going to come in on this song of all songs. Oh, it's Karen and Bertolini. Yay. We know everybody in here. Oh, great. Do come in. Hello. Bertolini, hooray. Oh, that's so good. More people are coming in, okay.
They're streaming in.
Find seats. There's seats up here, too.
We'll make them so nervous.
Mm-hmm. I know. So, we're talking about Occidental. It's a little dinky town. Some of you have been there. You know, it's got two Italian families own everything. And they have restaurants across the street from each other. You're like, it's really kind of, well, it's pretty much mafioso. But anyway, the one restaurant across the street, there's the other restaurant across. But it's the perfect town. It has a health food store and a blues bar. To me, it's the perfect town. But anyway, so I live up in the woods. I have this little dinky cabin in the woods up there. I have like these two rooms with a little bathroom. Every so often I walk back and forth. I go, all this is mine to rent. Anyway, I did this. So anyway, I'm in the woods on dial-up. Yeah, just unbelievable. I started out when I moved there with two cats, which is reasonable for a woman of a certain age alone. In the woods with two cats is a reasonable amount of cats. Now there's six cats. And, the two were reasonable to start out, but then, as you know, the cats, they have some kind of like strange little system, a little psychic system that they sort of boom, 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 with woman with kibble in the woods, woman with kibble in the woods, kibble, kibble, woman with kibble, kibble, kibble. And so the cats start coming from everywhere, in all directions, and so now I have six. And they're trying to get used to each other. When it rains, like everybody comes in, you know. And they're trying to get used to each other, but it's like, you know, West Side Story. It's like the Sharks and the Jets, are, and then I'm Maria. So, and then the six cats. You know, what are you going to do with that? I mean, there's no way that looks good. There's no, because I live alone in the woods with six cats. I mean, that's great. Oh yeah. So next, there's a hump. There's a hump. And then the wart at the end of the nose with the hair that comes out. And then you start speaking in accents like this, and you're sitting by the side of the road playing your guitar for little children coming in by themselves. Yeah! So one of these cats is a feral cat, and I've named him Sammy. And he's feral. I've been feeding him for 3 years, and I feed him three, four times a day because he shows up. And then I feel like I'm obligated, like he's, you know, I don't know. And he still jumps whenever he sees me. He's not, obviously not the brightest bulb in the forest, because it's 3 years of me with the cat food, and he still goes, ah! Like this woman. I said, Sammy, it's me, who's been feeding you. Oh, connect, Sammy, connect. But anyway, so one day I'm looking at him, I'm thinking, this cat needs a song very badly. Because he's looking, and he's going like this, I can see. Because the other cats are all domesticated, and I'm petting them and kissing them, and ooh, And Sammy's like, and then but I can see he's going like this. He's like, oh, I think I'd like that. I'd like to be pet, but not right now. But maybe one day, but I'm not really sure that I would like that. But I think I would, because the other cats seem to be enjoying it, but like, who knows? She may be hypnotizing them. She may hypnotize them and doing experiments in there. I don't know. But it looks good. I'd like to, but not right now. Maybe next week, maybe tomorrow. I don't know, but someday. Not right now, but I'm thinking about it. But I'd like it. You know. Anyway, so I thought, this cat needs a song. So I've written him a song, and it's called A Tomcat Needs a Lady to Be Whole. And in this song, I play both the parts of the tomcat and the nice lady. I play, and the nice lady's a stretch, but you know, I play it. And it's because, well, I didn't have time to teach an actual nice lady, like Karen, for instance, how to sing this song, and it's cheaper if I do it. So in every way, we you know, it's just better. Faster, cheaper, so that's how we do it. So it's here we go, a tomcat needs a lady. I will start out as the tomcat, and somewhere in there, I become the nice lady. And I think you'll figure it out. I'm not sure. You can noodle about if you feel like it, if you've had enough of a rest.
Okay.
All right. If you feel sufficiently, take back up. Yeah. I am a lone and vicious tomcat who is waiting for a meal from that kindly lady living there inside. If I wasn't such a fraidy cat, I'd try and strike a deal, for I long to feel a kind hand on my hide. Still a tomcat has his dignity and pride. Descended from the tiger forced to hunt in a barn, my little frame cannot contain my lion's soul. From saber tooth to kitty on old MacDonald's farm, now a tomcat needs some lady to be whole. Seems a tomcat needs some lady to be whole. What good is that, Mr. Cat, to catch some barnyard rat with new nice ladies' feet to drop it at? Codependent is our species now, and all of its ilk, neutered and addicted to the bowl. Our great pride in exchange for a torpid splash of milk, now a tomcat needs some lady to be whole. Now a tomcat needs some lady to be whole. What good is that, Mr. Cat, to catch some barnyard rat with new nice ladies' feet to drop a fantasy, but don't tell her. I have it late at night out in the cold. I dream she brings me in and buries her face deep in my fur. Yes, a tomcat needs a lady to behold. Yes, a tomcat needs a lady.
Tomcat needs a lady.
A tomcat needs a lady to be. Oh. Obviously a little too long. What's next?
Well, we did New Orleans.
Oh, okay. This song is called New Orleans. My father's family is from New Orleans. My father's side. My dad was born in 1899. He's passed away. I hope he has, because we buried him. But that'd be awful. Can you imagine? My dad was born in 1899, and he said he was there for the birth of jazz, and he was, because you know he was a teenager in the early 1900s, and he was lived in the French Quarter. That's where he's from. So we go back New Orleans, and my family, all my cousins, and my auntie Drew, Miss Drew is my 97-year-old auntie, lives in Metairie. We go down and visit every year, and my auntie Drew is. She was 92 during Katrina, and I should tell this story. It's not too long. I'm going to tell it. My brother called me. You know, I had my auntie Drew on the phone. I said, "Auntie Drew, you got to get out of there." She said, "Oh no, I've been through hundreds of these things." I said, "No, you really got to get out of there. You really do." She said, "I know, I did." And then the phone went dead. And so she's 92, and we're going crazy because we can't get a hold of her. And so my brother's calling me. My brother calls me, Arturo. He calls me, he says, Teresa, we can't get a hold of Auntie Drew. Please pray for her. And I said, of course I'll pray for her. You know. And I was just worried. And about half an hour later, my brother calls me again. He goes, Teresa, he said, are you praying? I said, yes, I'm praying. I'm serious. And about 45 minutes later, I swear to God, the phone rings. He says, are you praying? I said, yes, I'm praying. I'm doing the Stations of the Cross right now in the apartment. I got a little cat of nine tails. I whip myself. I got a little stigmata going, a little whole thing. I mean, like, it's like, yeah, I'm praying, for Christ's sake. Leave me alone. Jesus. It's Eric. So later on, you know, we find out that my cousin Maureen is, we found that Auntie Drew is at the Cajun Dome. She's at the Cajun Dome in Lafayette or someplace in particular. And my cousin Maureen is driving all the way out from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to take Aunt Drew home to live with her. Cousin Maureen's going to take Aunt Drew home to live with her. So I called my brother. I said, are you praying for Cousin Maureen? Are you praying? Sorry. We heard that so many times. So anyway, we went down this year to visit just before the, you know, gusher. Can you believe the oil thing? Just couldn't believe it, because we were there, and the Hoosets had won, the Saints had won, and everybody was on who fire, dat? The Saints, who dat? And everybody was so excited, and New Orleans was coming back, and we were face down in the Mufaladas and the whole nine years. And now that again. We went to church with Auntie Drew. She loves it when we go to church with her, and we take communion together, and she goes, this is my family. And we take that little communion together. It's just... The communion in New Orleans is really delicious, like a little mufalada. You just put a little hot sauce on the mat. Everything tastes good down there. The Holy Host is delicious. Busted. You're up to eyes in
big news. The government cannot be trusted. New Orleans ain't never seen this much rain.
What's next? Mr. Baby?
Mm-hmm.
A little song I wrote for my fiance. We got engaged when he was 3. He's 9 now. I think this one could take. I really think there's hope for this one. Actually, his name is Jabali, and he's. We were sitting at dinner with his family a few years back, you know, and he announced at dinner that he was getting married. He says, "Tomorrow I get married." He was in his high chair, you know. he was like three, you know. And so his dad, we were all very, "Wow, that's wonderful. Who are you getting married to?" And he said, "Well, tomorrow I marry Teresa. She's my fiance." He said, just like that. He said, "Fiance." And later on during the dinner, he was looking at his sister, Raven, and he said, "Raven, move. I can't see my fiance." So we were all just completely shocked, you know. But we you know, so and I kept waiting for him to kind of grow out of it. He never did. I remember he was like six, and I went to pick him up at Aikido. And some little guy said, "Is that your mommy?" He said, "No, that's my fiance." And we'd introduce each other, you know. I'd introduce him. I'd say, "This is my fiance." He'd go, "This is my fiance." At any rate, we've been doing that for a long time. And then recently, well, not too long ago, but we were at the hardware store together. You may be wondering what I was doing at a hardware store. Oftentimes, when the aliens are done experimenting on you, they just leave you wherever they go. Anyway, there I was at the hardware store. What am I doing here? Somehow I had the little guy with me, and we were paying for our widget or whatever we were getting. And I said, "And this is my fiance," as I'm wont to do usually. And he kind of tensed up. So I thought, oh, it was bound to happen, you know, eventually it was bound to happen. He was going to, you know. So we got in the car, and I thought, "Well, Jabali," I said, "look, do you not want me to introduce you anymore as my fiance?" You know, and he said, "Yeah, I don't want you to anymore." And I felt so sad, you know, I felt very sad. But then I had this moment, I thought, "Does that mean that we're not engaged anymore?" He said, "No, we're still engaged. I just don't want to talk about it." So cool. So anyway, so we're now we're kind of on the QT, and it's fine with me as long as we're still engaged. I don't care. I'm gonna see this though pretty soon. I'll tell you. So we went through a bad patch when he was about 3 and a half, and so I wrote him this song to kind of, you know, and then we fixed it up once he heard the song. He really liked it. You adore me, so why do you ignore me? Oh, hey, Mr. Baby, won't you be nice to me? I implore you, you know that I'm all for you. Oh, hey, Mr. Baby, won't you be nice to me? You're only three, how can you be so aloof and cool while I'm all frenetic? Must be genetic, something in that gene pool. And I'm in awe, sir, how you've become my boss, sir. Oh, hey, Mr. Baby, won't you be nice to me? 'Cause you're so mighty, standing there in your daddy. Oh, hey, Mr. Baby, won't you be nice to me? Only three, how can you be so aloof and cool while I'm all frenetic? Must be genetic, something in that gene pool. Something in that gene pool. And now you chase girls, and you really don't like girls. Okay, Mr. Baby, so you're not nice to me. 'Cause we all know, kid, that we'll
you'll change as you grow big. And then, Mr. Baby, then you'll be nice to me. Oh, hey.
Get your banjo out. I won't tell you too much about this song. It's for the young ladies in here. It's a cautionary tale. Cautionary. This has happened to someone. This has happened to many a little bluebird. Am I in the key of two?
Key of two.
Yeah. Is anybody here familiar with the term narcissist? Narcissistic personality disorder. Have any of you ever encountered one? Have you?
Politicians.
Well, there, many politicians are. They're, it's
they
a,
have people are probably narcissists.
Well, they say maybe 1 in 25. They think, and I don't know where I got this, but there's like 4 in 100 people. So we all know when we've all encountered one, but They're very, very tricky because there's something missing in them that doesn't allow them to be empathic. They have no empathy. So it's all about them, but they know how to pretend that they have empathy, and they know how to manipulate and use people. And it's very spooky. It's a very unhappy situation for whoever has it, but it's much more unhappy for those who try and have relationships with them. So how do you know when you're with one? You'll be driven stark, raving bonkers within a very short time. So this is a song about that kind of encounter. Does me good to talk about it. It's very therapeutic. I've written about 6 songs over this mother, you know. But this is one of the earliest ones, and later on I'll play one of the later ones where there's more recovery involved. Who'd espy the little bluebird's nest? He'd been woke up by a craving. We all know bluebird's eggs taste the best. Little bluebird, look below you. Little bluebird, look above. Do not let it hang into your nest, dear, for you steal from everything you love. He will feign a broken wing to prevail upon your heart. If you believe just one thing, believe he'll tear your world apart. Do not try to understand him, for there's nothing within you that can. God has made him for some purpose, the way he's made me serve.
mother. It's your confidence he's all to win. Not till he's flown back to his other. Well, you know what kind of trouble you are in. He's boarded home. You're left freely. It may please him to hear bluebirds sing. Then give up. Hope of healing when he called you for fun on New Year's Eve. Do not try to understand it. There's nothing within you that can. God has made you for some purpose. Where he's made it certain time.
Take a break and then come back. There's goodies out there to eat. And are you there, Arnold? Is that one more, do you think? Or yeah? And then we'll come back and we'll do another set afterwards. I have CDs available, and I'd love you to have one or two or three. So they're out there, and I think they're $15 each. Which when you break it down, it comes down to about $1.56 a song. It's just pathetic. My whole life into every one of those songs is $1.50 a song. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, you know, veins are open, the blood is pouring out. What I've lived through to write songs like this. You know, 15 lousy bucks. You walk out with my whole life. You just waltz out of here. So, I know. All right. So this song is a very religious song. It's a very spiritual song. This is a woman speaking directly to God. She just wants to speak directly to the deity, the Old Testament deity, you know, not the New Age guy, but the Old Testament guy, you know, the one that we all have introjected now deeply into our psyches, that we take everywhere with us. The one that, you know, no matter where you are, no matter how good a time you're having, make sure you won't enjoy it. that one. And this woman just wishes to speak directly to the deity with no middleman, no priest or rabbi or CPA or anything. Just all right. I think it's just in G, isn't it?
That's how I remember it.
Okay, good. Yeah. I called the union. I said, please, send over a bass player who speaks English. And here he is, Ben.
Just like that.
Just like that. This is amazing. La 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 la. All the Bible says for certain that you are in fact a man, and I'd say you've got great taste for a guy. You've made mountains and rivers and the luscious scent of roses, and I just love what you've done with the sky. However it appears you've too much time on your hands, for you're creating many things that we don't need, like pestilence and warfare and a lot of bad diseases and a whole bunch of people we can't feed. I've been trying to call you almost daily. Do not make me come to your home. I am serious, believe me. If you want to relieve me, then put Mrs. God on the phone. Put Mrs. God on the phone. We all know men in our lives without the benefit of wives who've pulled some crazy shit completely on their own. But a fellow of your stature could never be a bachelor, so come on, Mrs. God on the phone. I've examined all the scriptures with their tenets and their strictures, and I wonder who died made you boss. Oh, with your twisted sense of management, it's hard to contain the damage when you nail your best employees to a cross. She must be right up to her eyeballs, trying to maintain some order at home. And there's no friends with which to hobnob when you're married to a whack job. So this is God on the ball. I'm tired of all this sacrifice. These bloody battles just aren't nice. A woman would create a friendlier tone. And with your tired little point of view of who begat and who slew, just put Mrs. God on the phone. Who knows, she might have some really good ideas. Aren't you tired of hoisting the universe aloud? I'm washed up as a believer, so just pass the receiver and put this as God on the fire.